I'm Laura Winters.
La speranza di partecipare alla sua vittoria sulla morte e di vivere con lui in Dio Padre.
Pope Francis presiding over the Easter Sunday service at the Vatican in Rome, thousands turning out to pray in Vatican City.
I want to thank the Biden-Harris administration for accepting our request within a matter of hours. And I want to personally thank President Biden for his constant support.
To Baltimore, Maryland now, where the first phase of the cleanup is underway, the FBI with a warning to anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed bridge that they will be arrested. Crews are removing tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Here's Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece since begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
And President Biden expected to visit the site next week. The president has been at Camp David for the weekend for Easter with family. King Charles to attend the Easter service at Windsor Castle. This is his first major public appearance since he announced back in February that he is fighting cancer. King Charles is 75 years old, wife Camilla by his side. Not expected at the service, Prince William and wife Kate Middleton, as she is battling cancer as well. Heavy rain in California triggering intense landslides in Los Angeles, some multi-million dollar homes damaged. Staying now in California, fast food restaurant owners are gearing up for a new change in the law come Monday. That is when the minimum wage goes up to $20 an hour. Some say they'll be struggling to pay it unless they raise prices on food. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Today we mourn the tragic death of one of our own, police officer Jonathan Dillard.
That is New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams.
The husband to Stephanie, the father to young Ryan, hero to all New Yorkers and all Americans.
Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and one-year-old son. Stephanie Diller describing her husband's death as devastating and senseless. Diller promoted to detective, his wife given his new badge, number 110, his son's birthday. Soft on crime policies in New York City are being blamed for the officer's death. A new Fox News poll asking Americans, are you better off financially than you were 4 years ago? A stunning 52% say they are worse off. The poll finding 67% disapprove of President Biden's performance on immigration. Another massive migrant caravan of about 2,000 people heading toward our southern border with Mexico. Border agents bracing for this surge of illegals. A new Gallup poll finds immigration the number one problem facing our country today. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.